It's the EPL, which is hosted by Ben Johnson, but he's decided he doesn't do intros. It's just a bit much for him.
The terminology was well better than doesn't do intros.
Go ahead, what did he say?
Just went, I can't be asked thinking about it.
Yeah. Not for him, the intro. Phil Blundell there. Ben Johnson, who's about to host it. And Paddy Fitzsimons. All joining us for our EPL show this week. We're recording it on Saturday evening. Something might have changed somewhere by the time you get to Monday. But I'll hand it over now to the host. He'll do what he does.
That was very kind of you, Neil. Thanks very much.
No worries. I'll just do all the heavy lifting all the way through.
How you got? So this is an unusual show. It may surprise you. We've got some videos to show the guests here. Some people haven't seen them. We've just showed one. The reasons why will become clear in a bit. But whack the sprinter one on me.
The Somali sprinter.
The Somali sprinter for
Paddy. So whilst I'll press play on that and Jono can talk over as it's going. So here we go.
So Paddy, I mean, you can hear it in the background. It's a Japanese fella, I think, or a Chinese fella doing the commentary. Paddy's just watching this race. I think it's the World University.
What? How many metres?
100 metres.
100 metres sprint.
100 metres
sprint.
I've got a problem with that already.
It's a 100 metre sprint. We're going to talk about your problem in a minute. It's a 100 metre sprint. It's the World Olympic University.
Who's the slug at the back?
Somali.
So let's keep watching it though, because there's another video when they've all finished. One of them's getting a trachy on. She's still fucking running, lads. Watch it. So this, basically the Somalian official,
right,
who was in charge of like putting representatives to the race together, he gave his niece a go.
Is that real? Yes,
yes, real. This is the World Championship for University Athletes.
Does she not have to qualify?
No, lads, he just whacked her in. And no one knew.
So just said she was the best. She was like from the best university in Somalia.
Did she know it was a sprint?
Tearing up the streets of Mogadishu.
She was just made up going. And she's had a race, and she's had a lovely day out. She's got a—I don't know where it was. She got to go.
I love the idea that she's got to go. And someone said, "But you're gonna." And maybe her uncle said, "You're gonna have to do the run." And she's gone, "I can get you there, but you're gonna have to do the run." And she said, "Yeah, no worries, I'll run."
And then I used to be quicker me
then. And then I like the idea that all the other athletes as they're lining up, going, "Not sure about it. What could she be doing here?"
I mean, that's the thing that's like caught me attention, because everyone else in the race is doing all stretches and lunges and like looks like an athlete. She's there with her trackies on. Fucking big cagoule.
I think she might be my favourite athlete of all time.
Unbelievable, because she's just like not an athlete. And I think it's helpful. I think it's helpful to go onto the first sort of. I think it's a helpful thing, and it should be on most sports, if not all, to have just a normal participant. They don't tell anyone when it's going to happen.
Like a bit like the reverse, that one where they want to get everyone juiced up having a competition.
Yeah.
There's going to be like there's people lobbying for an Olympics of juiced up people.
Juiced up people.
Like that in reverse.